You're talking about the male, right?
Yeah, what would you geld?
Horse.
Okay.
The gelding was the horse.
Mm-hmm.
You castrate a bull. The hog thing, I'm just guessing, I don't know, but I would say you castrate the hog, too.
What do you do to a tomcat?
Neuter.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a name for a male hog that's been castrated?
Boy, I could say something. No.
Do you know the word B-A-R-R-O-W?
Barrow. No, I don't know the word barrow.
Okay. What is the stiff hair that hogs have on their backs?
The bristle.
Mm-hmm. And the big teeth they have?
Tusks.
Mm-hmm. And if you were feeding them, you might put the food in a...
What do we call that? Trough.
And if you had two, you'd have?
Two troughs.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the noise that a calf might make when it was being weaned?
You want me to imitate such a
noise? No, just tell me the word that you would have for it.
When it was being weaned.
The calf began to... Indicating
a... Bray.
Okay.
Squeal.
Okay. And a gentle noise that a cow makes?
A moo.
Any other word?
A lowing sound.
All right. And a gentle noise that a horse makes?
A whinny.
Any others?
A neigh can be gentle, but can also be ungentle. It can be sort of temperamental.
If you have horses and mules and cows and various other things and they're getting hungry, you would say, I have to go out and...
Feed them. Feed the animals.
You'd say animals as a...
Probably. Collectively like that, mm-hmm. I'd say I have to go feed the stock.
Okay. And if you had hens and turkeys and geese, you're going to go feed the...
What'd you say? Flock.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
A sitting hen.
Do you know a name for the place where chickens live?
Where chickens live?
A chicken?
House? Chicken yard. Chicken pen. Chicken pen.
Okay, would you have a name for just a small thing? Maybe just the hen and the biddies would live in?
Roost.
Or it might be something portable. Might not, too.
Sorry, it sounds like a cage or something. Saluting me.
How would you pronounce C-O-O-P?
Oh, a coop, of course.
Would you use that with chickens?
Chicken coop. Yes, of course, of course. Yes.
What is a chicken coop? Is it different from a chicken house?
I suppose I would think of a coop as being fenced, but not necessarily covered over, as a house would be.
Oh, all right. Good.
Uh-huh. So it's a pen.
What do you call that bone on a chicken, little bone that's shaped like this that children like to pull apart?
A wishbone.
Anything else? Pulley bone?
Yes, I've heard that. Pulley bone, yeah. I've heard my dad say that.
Okay. And what is the superstition? What happens when you break it?
Yes, the person with the joint, the center, has got the good luck.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait till the bone gets dry, obviously.
Do the two pieces have names?
No, not that I remember.
All right. Do you have a name for all the inside parts of a chicken that you might eat, the liver and the gizzard and the heart?
The giblets.
All right, and how about all the inside parts of a hog? Or a calf?
Yeah, we call that tripe.
All right, do you know the word haslet or harslet?
Nope.
All right, and what about the intestines of hogs?
See, that's what I took all that to be. You talk about sausage now? No.
You might stuff sausage. Some people stuff sausage in this. It's often associated with black people, although
Oh, wait a
minute, too.
Wait a minute. What do we call it? It's in the 20th book of the Odyssey.
I doubt this is.
Well, I mean, it's when it says that Odysseus lies in front of the fireplace there, tossing and turning. Like, not in the 20th book, somewhere there. Shucks, it's gone. What?
Well, to get back to this thing from the hogs, the hog intestines, that's associated with black people.
Oh.
C-H.
Yeah,